this new thing, today's new thing, not a thing, but a thing. Google is taking advantage of a lot of people. Google, Facebook, and Twitter, you can't do that to people. They're treading on troubled territory, which means nothing. John Robert, what is he talking about?
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, August 28th, 2018. Welcome to day 586. North Carolina's congressional district maps were unconstitutionally gerrymandered in favor of Republicans, and new maps may have to be drawn before the midterm elections, according to a panel of three federal judges. The judges said they were reluctant to allow voting to take place in districts that have been twice found to violate constitutional standards, while acknowledging that the primary elections have already occurred. North Carolina legislators are likely to ask the Supreme Court to hear the case. Trump, meanwhile, accused Google of being rigged against him because the search results for Trump News show mostly bad coverage about him from the fake news media. Trump charged that Google was limiting fair media coverage about him and suppressing voices of conservatives and hiding information and news that is good, declaring it a very serious situation and promising that it will be addressed. Larry Kudlow, the director of the National Economic Council, said the Trump administration is taking a look at whether Google should be regulated. Meanwhile, the USDA will pay $4.7 billion to farmers who were hurt by retaliatory tariffs from China, stemming from Trump's trade war with the country. The initial payment is part of some $12 billion in aid Trump promised to farmers in July. Starting on September 4th, the USDA's Farm Service Agency will provide payments to corn, cotton, dairy, hog, sorghum, soybean, and wheat farmers. Soybean farmers will receive $3.7 billion, pork producers will get $290 million, and cotton farmers will receive $277 million. A separate program will be used to buy $1.2 billion in products unfairly targeted by unjustified retaliation. And finally, Trump was involved in the decision to cancel a decade-long plan to move the FBI to a new consolidated headquarters in the Maryland or Virginia suburbs, according to a Government Services Administration Inspector General report. The current FBI headquarters sits across the street from the Trump International Hotel. Last year, the Trump administration announced it would not relocate the FBI to the suburbs and would redevelop the current site instead. The Inspector General concluded that GSA did not include all of the cost in its revised FBI headquarters plan, and the rebuilding proposal selected by the FBI would cost more rather than less than the plan to move the FBI to the suburbs. The Inspector General also noted that GSA employees were instructed, quote, not to disclose any statements made by the president, end quote, as part of its review of the matter, citing executive privilege. And in the polls, Axios says 64% of Americans believe Michael Cohen's claim. Cohen, of course, claimed that Trump ordered him to make illegal payments to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal to keep them quiet about their alleged affairs with the president. And 44% believe Congress should start impeachment proceedings against Trump. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The New York City Department of Buildings cited Kushner Companies for 42 violations and $210,000 in fines for submitting false permit information at 17 buildings in an attempt to remove rent-regulated tenants. 2. Manafort's defense team met with prosecutors to discuss a second set of charges against him before he was convicted last week, but they were unable to reach a deal. 3. Michael Cohen's attorney Lanny Davis says he was an anonymous source for a CNN story published in July, which said that Michael Cohen had proof that Trump knew in advance about the infamous Trump Tower meeting between Trump Jr. and the Russians. 4. Trump belatedly issued a proclamation of praise for Senator John McCain and ordered the American flag to be flown at half-staff again, following bipartisan criticism and public pressure. And 5. Republican Senator James Inhofe said John McCain was partially to blame for the controversy over the lowering of the White House flag to honor his death. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.